Chapter 14. Sweet Apple Success. Applejack still couldn't believe they'd won the Best Orchard in Equestria Award. It turned out that Blue Ribbon had been secretly stopping by the orchard all week long, watching them work. He'd seen Applejack and her friends, who were clearly inexperienced farmers, banding together to work the land. He was so inspired that he felt he had to give them the prize. It was the extra special something he was looking for. A farm that not only had exemplary apple yield numbers, but one that was willing to teach ponies new skills. The Blue Ribbon stamp looked mighty fine on the Sweet Apple Acres crates that had been shipped out to Canterlot Castle, and the new prized plot of land was starting to look more like a fledgling orchard every day. Applejack leaned back in her lounge chair and watched the scene unfold. If any of the new farm student ponies had any questions at all, she knew they'd come to her. Otherwise, she was going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the view. A beautiful piece of land and ponies of all kinds coming together to farm on it. Off in the distance, Fluttershy and Scootaloo were listening to Applebloom give a lesson on proper bucking form. To the left, Lyra and Pinkie Pie were having a heated discussion to determine whether trees should be planted 20 or 27 hooves apart. And Rarity was talking to Allo about the possibility of planting the trees in a heart-shaped pattern instead of traditional rows so the orchard could be admired by the Pegasus ponies up in Cloudsdale as well. Applejack never knew there could be so many new and creative ideas for farming. "Hey, Applejack," Twilight Sparkle said as she trotted up.
"Yes, Twilight," Applejack replied. "You need some help with those gala seeds?"
She jumped out of her lounge chair eagerly. "No, no, sit back down, silly." Twilight smiled. "I just wanted to ask how this month's Applejack's Honest Farming Advice column is coming along. It's so cool that Blue Ribbon wanted you to take that on."
"I know," said Applejack. "I just hope I'm doing an okay job of it."
"Well, I read the last one, and it was fascinating. I never knew there were more than 7,000 different varieties of apples in Equestria.
Wow!"
"Sure are, and new hybrids are being invented all the time." Applejack blushed and looked down at the scroll on her lap.
"Shucks, I never thought I'd be the one teaching you things, Twilight."
"You know so much about all of this." Twilight gestured to the field. "And once you're done with them, so will all the ponies across Equestria." Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Applejack and the Honest-to-Goodness Switcheroo, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 5, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it. Or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at belinda.com, or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letter on to our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.